The next spirit is profane, and the definition, to take things lightly, to disrespect and not value what God gives to us, especially life. So we heard this talked about somewhat last night in service, and this is what Lucifer, the first sinning angel, did, was profane with the things that God had given him, and we can learn a lesson from that and not let the same evil spirit work in us to not appreciate or value what God gives to us, but to take it very seriously. The first phase of spirit mentioned here is appreciation, which in and of itself is not a phase of spirit, but as the note says, it's made up of love and grace and workmanship. So if we would like to grow more appreciation for life itself, more appreciation for God, for what he's given us, everything, then we can pull on these phases of spirit, the love to have the right motive, to love God and all that he has and love our own soul, the grace to help get this regeneration going between us and God, and then the workmanship to help us to be skilled and to work this love and this grace and get us hooked in to God. Sobriety, another phase of spirit, to help us be more sober-minded, to be serious-minded, disciplined about what God is giving us and what we're doing. Jealousy, to help us be protective of the life that God has given, to guard our mind, to not let these spirits take it lightly and tromp all over it. Respect is another thing. Again, in and of itself, is not a phase of spirit, but as we have our lists posted around different places in the church, it's made up of love, compassion, judgment, sobriety, temperance, kindness, goodness, and pity. It's quite a list, but we can start pulling on some of these variety of these phases of spirit and let God know that we want, in our prayer, we want to grow more respect. And he will honor that prayer, and he will give us the things that is made up of. And the kindness to is one of the things mentioned here, which means to be more courteous, to be more considerate of God and what he's given, considerate of our own soul, considerate of others. Hebrews 12, 15 and 16.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
So it tells us to look diligently so that we don't fail of this grace of God. And as we see, Lucifer did, which is a type by Esau, who did, as it says, sell his birthright for a morsel of meat. And that was a picture of what Lucifer did. He gave up all that he had, being God's firstborn son spiritually, and he was very profane. And it warns us, use that as an example, do not do the same thing. Don't make the same mistake. 1 Corinthians 11:29.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
So this shows us the outcome of not respecting and valuing God's seed and substance. To eat and drink of it unworthily, then it's causing damnation to ourselves. If we take in the seed and substance and we're feasting on it, and yet we're doing it unworthily, we're not using discernment and keeping evil spirits out of it, but we're just letting spirits come in and just pervert it in any old way, get puffed up with it and use it to beat people in the head with it or whatever's going on that we're not discerning, then God wants us to learn to respect and value what he's given and keep it straight. Use the discernment and keep the evil out. Exodus 20, verse 7.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
So this doesn't mean God just doesn't want us to use his word in cussing and swearing at somebody else, but what this means is that he does not want us to take any part of his name, whatever he gives us of his seed and substance, which is all a part of his Jesus name. He doesn't want us to take that and then let it become perverted and let it to be in vain or unprofitable. He wants it to be a profitable investment in us, and he wants it to grow in us. 2 Corinthians 6:1.
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain.
So God gives us his grace depth of spirit, the phase of spirit, and also his regenerating depth and all that's in it. He gives it to us so that it can profit us, and he wants us to keep it straight. He wants us to fight for it, to not let evil spirits rob that from us. And if we don't, if we do let it, evil spirits pervert it, then it is in vain. It is unprofitable. Ephesians 4:30.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
So it's God's very Holy Spirit that he gives us that is going to seal us, protect us. That is our protection or life. And it tells us here, don't allow that to be grieved. Don't allow that to become perverted. Matthew 10, 29 and 31.
Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows.
So God knows how much life it took to create all of his creation, be it the sparrows. He knows the life that's in them. He is aware when one of them falls to the ground. And the message here is, fear ye not, therefore, because you are of more value than many sparrows that God created. So us, the soul, our life is very valuable to God, and it should be to us.